Acts chapter 8. And Saul agreed with his being stoned to death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church that was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered around throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he fought against the church, entering into every house and arresting men and women, sent them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered around went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people all gave heed to the things Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, came out of many that had been possessed by them, and many that had the palsy and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man named Simon, who previously in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, presenting himself as some great person, to whom they all paid attention from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because for a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he'd been baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, seeing the miracles and signs that were done. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them so that they would receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, so that on whomever I lay my hands he will receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said to him, "Your money be destroyed with you, because you thought that the gift of God can be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of your wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of your heart can be forgiven. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of these things that you've spoken comes on me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of God, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go toward the south to the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert." And he got up and went, and see, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come up to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and get aboard this chariot." And Philip ran to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless some man helps me?" And he desired Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he didn't open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was stolen from him, and who shall declare his genealogy? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, who is the prophet talking about here, about himself or about some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain body of water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What would keep me from being baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you can. And he answered, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities until he came to Caesarea.